Star Wars 7x7, episode 3277. I thought that, you know, since everybody's talking about AI this and AI that, I wondered whether we could use AI to keep up with everything that's breaking in the world of Star Wars news. And so I gave it a try with AI, and the answer hilariously is no, we cannot. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So if you thought that you could harness the power of AI to help you keep up with Star Wars-related news, the answer is nope, not even close. For a start, ChatGPT-4 is only baking in stuff through September of 2021, so it can't give you any real-time information, and a lot of AI-based chat-type tools are using ChatGPT-4, which means they're limited by 2.5, almost 3 years at this point. But there is one very prominent AI situation that is looking at stuff in the current realm, and that's Google's Bard, although they do have prominent disclaimers about how it may get things wrong and it may say inappropriate things that also don't reflect the views of Google and all that stuff. So I tried it out. I asked it to give me a summary of the last week in Star Wars news, and this is what it gave me. It started out by saying that Disney released a new trailer for Andor. Yes, Andor. It says it released a new trailer for the upcoming series, which is set to premiere on August 31st, 2023. Then it went on to say that Star Wars Celebration Europe announced its panels and that it will be held in London from July 8th through 10th, 2023. And the panels will feature discussions with the cast and crew from various Star Wars projects, including Andor, which is accurate, The Mandalorian, and The Book of Boba Fett. Then they give a premiere date for The Bad Batch, which is season 2, which is labeled as September 28th, 2023. Now, if I remember correctly, it was right around that time, but in 2022, where it was supposed to premiere, and then they delayed it. But still, like, saying that it's going to be, you know, like over 9 months plus after it actually premiered, goodness. And then also announcing 3 new Star Wars films, so that's, you know, a little closer to the mark maybe. But it says Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy announced 3 new Star Wars films are in development. The films are all set in the High Republic era, which is thousands of years before the events of the Skywalker saga. So yeah, hilariously wrong. And the thing about Bard is that if you use ChatGPT, for example, you know, you can hit regenerate response on things. Well, you can do that with Google's Bard too, but they actually provide you 3 drafts of a single response. So you don't even have to hit regenerate. You can look at all 3 drafts. The other drafts were just as hysterical. One of them says, and this one's actually like kind of close as far as accurately hitting a date, but just, you know, very old. The Mandalorian season 3 is scheduled to premiere on Disney Plus on February 25th, 2023. You know, it was March 1st, but it's also not news. And then there are a couple that at least it kind of gets factually right, that a series called Skeleton Crew is in development following a group of younglings who are lost in the galaxy with Jude Law attached to star. Younglings kind of has a specific meaning in Star Wars, so I don't know if they're trying to tell us that all 4 of these kids are going to turn out to be Force sensitive, which that would be an incredible scoop for AI. And there's a thing about The Acolyte and how it's set in the High Republic, and we'll follow a female protagonist who is investigating a dark mystery, and Leslie Headland is attached to direct, so yeah, yeah, like in the neighborhood for sure. But then it follows up with, in addition to these news, there's also been some rumors about the future of the Star Wars franchise. Some rumors have suggested that a new Star Wars trilogy is in development, while others suggested that a new Star Wars television series is being planned for HBO Max. HBO Max! And of course it says, however, these rumors have not been confirmed by Lucasfilm. Yeah, HBO Max, that's pretty incredible. And then the third regenerated situation goes off the rails. It talks about a Star Wars anthology series in development. The series, which is being written by Leslie Headland, will focus on a group of female bounty hunters. You know, I feel like that rumor was kicking around like ages ago, so heaven knows where it pulled that from. And then the cast of the upcoming film Rogue Squadron has been announced. The film, which is being directed by Patty Jenkins, stars Kelly Marie Tran, John Boyega, and Oscar Isaac. Now, out of all of this, like when I put the query into Bard's AI, I just said in the past week, and I thought, okay, maybe that was the wrong way to do it. So I actually gave it a time-bound situation, and I said June 15th through June 22nd. And there was a lot of repetitiveness in the results, but I also got an announcement about Star Wars Celebration that would be taking place in Anaheim in August of 2023, so that's news. And then went on to say that a new Star Wars book, The High Republic Tempest Runner, has been released. The book, which is written by Justina Ireland, follows the story of Avar Kriss, a Jedi Knight who is investigating a series of mysterious attacks. So yeah, that pretty much gets everything wrong about that. And I'll just share a couple others with you. One of them says that it was announced that the upcoming film Star Wars Andor would be released in two parts. The first part of the film, which is being directed by Tony Gilroy, is expected to be released in August of 2023. The second part of the film is scheduled to be released in February of 2024. Yeah, where they're getting this, I just don't know. And on June 21st, allegedly, just on Wednesday, it was revealed the upcoming Star Wars game, Star Wars The Force Unleashed, would be remastered for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. The remastered game would come out in the fall of 2023. I know it's available to play on the Xboxes, but the rest of the interwebs doesn't say anything about PlayStation 5. So yeah, it's crazy what the AI is inventing for Google. So I guess the bottom line is stick with Star Wars 7x7 and the sources you know and trust to get your Star Wars news. There is something that's happened recently that we haven't talked about recently, which is the release of a trailer and gameplay footage from Star Wars Outlaws, which is the big scoundrelly open world game from Ubisoft. So yes, we will be talking about that in due time, but... yeah, whatever you do, don't trust AI for your Star Wars news. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.